The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome to Nortonville, Kansas, where tonight it's girls high school basketball at Jefferson County North, girls invitational. We are in the Nortonville site, and the first of our doubleheader this evening pits Valley Falls and Rossville. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering back in the K-Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside, and all of these years, I do not think I've ever done a game from the Nortonville facility. It is the middle school of the JCN group, and it is a lovely, lovely middle school gym. Well lit, beautiful floor, full size court, and it's going to be a great venue for these two ball games tonight. Our second game, of course, a lot of people have been buzzing about this for a while. It'll be Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School. That one coming up at about 7:30. Right now, though, it is Valley Falls and Rossville. Let's take a look at the starters. First of all, for the Dogs, under head coach Michael Bell, Kinsey Perrine and Emma Mitchell, with Kinley Porter, Riley Dick, and Katie Spielman. For Valley Falls and head coach Jordan Hale, her assistant Rodney Watson, the Dragons will go with Lauren Brown and Lillian Darvo, Curly Henson, Corey Kirkwood, and Cassidy Frakes. Valley Falls coming into the ballgame tonight at 3-6. Rossville is the home team this evening, so the Dogs are going to be in their home white with red and black lettering and trim. For Valley Falls, it's a traveling black uniforms with gold and white. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Girls high school basketball from the JCN Invitational, and it's up and away, and Rossville's going to control it down. Looks like Valley Falls is going to start up in their very, very standard player defense. Here's a drive over to the right side. The shot is going to go up quickly. It's off the window and no good. And rebound is going to be cleared down by Valley Falls. Lady Dragons coming up the floor with it. And we're just seconds into the ballgame. Full court pressure applied by Rossville. They'll double the ball in the backcourt. Valley's able to bring it across the timeline with the outlet pass. Top side with the basketball. It's going to be Lauren Brown. Lauren will dump it over to the left side. Now she'll take it to the top of the key. Gets it up high now. Cassidy Frakes playing at the high post. Comes over to the right side to Kirkwood. Corey looks into the middle. Swings it over to the left side to Hinton. Carly to the free throw line with Lillian Darvo. And nice motion offense being run by Valley Falls to start things here this evening. Full slate of games going on in this invitational tournament down at Winchester also this evening. As They're using both gymnasiums tonight. Scotty Phones continues to work the outside. Have not taken a shot yet. And we're a little over a minute into the game. Long cross court pass is going to be lost out of bounds, and it is going to be a turnover. Back it comes to Rossville. 6:47 to go in what is so far still a scoreless opening quarter. The other games going on in this tournament down in Winchester, just now starting, it's going to be JCN and Perry Lecompton, the number 2 and 3 seed in the South, and then the Northeast Kansas team. Here's a shot up, no good, and a foul call. Northeast Kansas will be up against Oskaloosa. First foul of the ball game has been assessed, and it is going to be on Palmy Falls' Carly Henson. And that is going to bring Rossville to the free throw line, and Kinley Porter. A couple of free throws coming up here. First one is perfect, and Rossville is on the board. It is 1-0. We are a minute and a half in. Second free throw, perfect as well. 2-0. Rossville with the early lead out of the gate. Valley Falls again looking at trying to get it in against some really intense full court pressure. Coach Jordan doesn't like the difficulty her team is having getting it in play. She's going to take a timeout. And Joseph, it'll be our first break of the ball game. Coming here with 6.5 to go in the opening quarter in Nortonville. It is Rossville 2, Valley Falls nothing.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Welcome back to Nortonville. Valley Falls looking to try to get the ball up court. And, again, dealing with the full court pressure, they cannot get it across the timeline. Going to turn it over on a lob pass across the floor and going to come back again to Rossville. So even coming out of the timeout that Coach Hagel had taken to try to give her team some insight in how to break that pressure, having a little problem doing it. And the Rossville defense has been a problem. Valley Falls has not gotten a shot on goal yet. Here's a shot from underneath, and it's going to be blocked away, and another Valley Falls foul. And more free throws coming up for the Lady Dogs. 6:11 to go in the opening quarter. This is going to be the first foul for Lauren Brown. And at the line this time is going to be Riley Dick. Her first free throw is up, and it is good. Rossville leading it 3-0 as they are 3-for-3 at the free throw line. Second shot. Got it. They are good at the line. It is 4-0. A little over 6 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. Valley Falls still having trouble getting it into the forecourt. They're going to lob it to the other end where it's going to be stolen away by Rossville. Rossville's going to bring it back up the floor, drive it over to the left side, feed it down to the block, kick it across inside the lane. The shot is going to go up and miss. Rebound tipped around, and we're going to have a foul. This time it's going to be on Valley Falls. Valley Falls being fouled. Fouled's going to be on Rossville. 2 minutes into the game, 4-0. Rossville in front. Looking in. And finally, it's going to come up the floor. Outlet pass, batted away, and it's going to go out of bounds. Two might have bat that one free. One or the other or both of them touched it, and it goes out of bounds. Back it'll come to Valley Falls, but now in the forecourt at the 28-foot line. 5:50 to go in the opening quarter. Lillian Darbo with a basketball. Eases her way to the right side. A little bit of a skip pass right in front of the Rossville bench. They'll trap at the baseline. Now the driving shot is going to be up and good, and Valley Falls on the board. Corey Kirkwood, her first points of the evening. 4-2 Rossville. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Dogs with the basketball, back up top side, swings it over to the left. That's going to be Spielman with it. Puts it on the floor one time, steps inside the three-point circle, puts a shot on his way and won't go in. Rebounding it down is going to be Kirkwood. She'll have it batted out of her hands, able to pick it up, launches it into the forecourt. Here comes Caitlin Yates, who's just checked in. Caitlin goes down to the block, shot up and short. Rebound saved in by Rossville. 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. 4-2. Rossville in front. This time the Dogs have it on the right side. Spielman above the three-point circle does not take a shot, and the pass in the middle is going to be batted away. Donnie Falls coming up the floor with it. Tip pass right side. Running shot is up. Won't go. Great idea. Now the transition on the other end, and the two-handed layup is going to be up and good by Katie Spielman. That pushes the Rossville lead to 6-2. Inbound is going to be nearly stolen, but the official right on the baseline, watching exactly what's going on, sees it touch the baseline. It'll come back in again to Valley Falls. Check and see. I think there's a substitution coming in for Rossville. It'll be Rossville bringing in Madison Carter. Yeah, Madison. Let me check that again here. It's Valley bringing it up the floor. Here comes Valley down the left side, and the pass to the baseline is going to be batted away, not free, and knocked out of bounds by, that's Cheyenne Hahn, who's just come in wearing number 3. So Hahn got a tip on that ball, knocked it away at the baseline. We're approaching the midpoint of the opening quarter. Valley with the basketball, trailing by 4, and inbounding it. 5 seconds is your call. So again, Valley Falls just having a frightful time trying to get the ball in and then up across midcourt against this high-pressure Rossville defense. Kinsey Perrine will walk it up the court, first with the right hand and now with the left, so she'll take it across the timeline, keeps the left hand alive, drives it down to the left side, now around the horn, and we're going to get an illegal screen set, I think, on the top. Let's see which way it's going to go. It's on number 4, but then again, it was number 4 running into number 4. And it found it was going to be on Darvo. So it'll found it's going to be on Valley Falls, and Lillian will have her first. It'll be Valley Falls team foul 3, one each on 3 different players. Cross over the ball up top side, and that's going to be Hahn with it. Feeds underneath, and the layup off the right side is going to be up and good for Kinsey Perrine. It is now an 8-2 Rossville lead. Full court pressure on the inbound and a big collision in the backcourt. And again, we have the numbers 4 crashing into one another and both of them spilling to the floor. They're up and fine. And that is not right. It is a first foul. No, that is right. That is going to be the second foul. Second Imp Mitchell for Rossville. And as quickly as that, she's going to come out of the game. 2 Rossville fouls and Emma has them both. Valley Falls does get into the forecourt. Baseline left. Running shot is up. Kind of hits the side of the backboard and carries away. Out left pass into the forecourt. Taking it down the right side. Running shot is up. Off the mark. Rebounding it down for Valley Falls. It's going to be Lauren Brown. 3.5 to go in the opening quarter. Valley Falls with the basketball. Trailing it by 6 at 8-2. Valley will have it on the left side. It's going to be Henson with it. She'll start toward the top. Working back over to the left side. Gets it there to Kirkwood. Corey will weave her way into the lane. Kicks it back to the outside. The dish comes out on top. It's taken there by Madison Connor. Here's a 3. No. And the long rebound, Rossville. Kinley Porter coming up with the board. The drive down the court and the skip pass over to the right side is going to be just a little bit out in front and out of the reach of Riley Dick. It'll go out of bounds. Back it comes to Valley Falls. 3:08 to play in the opening quarter. 8-2. Valley Falls trailing. And again, having trouble getting it in play, gets the full court pressure. They will bring it in this time. And weaving up the floor is going to be Kirkwood. Corey, little crossover dribble, takes it across at the center, works to the left side, then cuts back to the right. Now her pass, looking for Brown, is going to be stolen. Stepping in front of it, driving the length to the court, and laying it up and in, Kinsey Perrine, her 4th point of the game. Now a 10-2 Rossville lead. And we're at 2:45 to go in the opening quarter and rolling along here. Valley into the forecourt, driving down the left side, reaching in. The ball's going to be batted free, knocked out of bounds. Quick hands in the middle by Katie Spielman. You don't often see the 5 come up and defend the guard, bringing the ball up the floor, but that's what happened. She got in front of her, batted it out of her hands. It went off Valley Falls, and Crossville's going to come up the court. 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. Dogs with the basketball, working around to the left side. End of the game now is going to be Brooklyn Horgan, a junior for Rossville. The drive to the baseline, the dish on top, Spielman's 15-footer, a little bit wide to the right side. Going to go out of bounds on the fly, and with 2:16 to go in the first quarter, Valley's going to bring it back in play. Kevin Yates back into the game for Coach Hale. It'll be inbounded for Valley by Corey Kirkwood. Corey looking for a little help, brings it over the right side. It's going to be mishandled for a moment, but saved again. Now the dribble gets pulled up. They've got it in play, and now the cross-court pass is going to be stolen, and the easy layup is going to be 6 for Kinsey Perrine. And it goes to a 12-2 game. 2 minutes left in the first, and we're going to get another Valley Falls timeout. Taking a break with the Dragons, and exactly 2 to go in the first. It's Rossville 12, Lady Dragons 2.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
In Nortonville, Kansas, as it is the Nortonville site. Two sites being run consecutively here on opening night of the Jefferson County North Girls Invitational Tournament. With Joseph producing in engineering back in the K-Radio Sports Studio, Tom counts with you here. Now, Valley Falls coming out of the timeout. Do you think get that ball up the floor? It's just been nightmarish for them because the defense from Rossville has been absolutely stunning. Here's a pass over to the left side for Valley. It's going to be Brown bringing it all the way out to the top. Looks into the middle, looking in. Still in trouble. Skip pass coming over to the right side. It's going to be rescued over there by Madison Connor. Madison feeds it into the middle to Caitlin Yates. Yates dumps it over to the right side to Henson. Henson, the give and go inside. It's going to be batted free. The defense for Rossville is absolutely excellent. A minute and a half to go in the opening quarter. Here's a drive, baseline, shot in traffic. Is going to be up and good. Count that bucket for Riley Dick. She's got 4 points. It is now a 14-2 lead. And we're down to a minute 15 to play in the first. Now Valley Falls inbound is going to be stolen, and it's going to be taken back, and we're going to have a little timeout on the court as they tend to a player who's fallen to the floor. Taking a break, Joseph, at a minute 12 to go, opening quarter. It is Rossville 14, Lady Dragons 2.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Welcome back to get to Nortonville, Kansas, where girls' high school tournament basketball and tournament week for the ladies is underway. Player getting up to her feet and coming off the floor under her own power. Just took a very hard fall to the floor, but seems to be coming off doing okay. Caitlin Yates is over there, and coach is going to have her pull up a chair on the bench and kind of take a moment to gather and compose herself. I know it sounds repetitive, but I'm going to tell you what, this Rossville Lady Dog defense, man, they are good. They are active. They are all over the basketball. They play very, very hard. They play very smart. And Valley Falls struggling to get the ball in play. Now they're looking to get it in. Little give and go. We'll bring it in on the left side. Into the forecourt, it's going to be Darbo. She'll go fast as she can. Dribbles it all the way up the floor. Gets it there to Brown. Feeds it to the free throw line. Now the ball's going to be stripped away. It's on the floor. 3 players scrum for it. We're going to get a jump ball. Possession back to Valley Falls. We're at 1 minute to go in the opening quarter. It is still a 14-2 Rossville lead. Sure. Up the floor with it. Here come the Dogs. Rossville will bring it across, feeds it way out on top in the game now. Katie Spillman at the high post. They'll dump it over to the right side. Brooklyn Horgan around to the left. Back out on top it comes. That's going to be Hahn. Valley Falls has shifted into a little zone defense now. Here's a shot from the right side. It's up and too strong, and the rebound is going to be lost out of play. It'll be Valley Falls basketball. 34 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Valley Falls looking for their second score here of the opening period. And again, difficulty getting the ball in play. They'll get it in and give it back to Corey. Kirkwood into the forecourt. Launches a outlet pass to Brown. Deep in the right corner. Kirkwood, she's alone. It's a three, but short. And the long rebound will be cleared away by Rossville. Sweeping it down is going to be Cheyenne Hahn. Rossville's going to get an opportunity if they'd like it at the final shot of the opening quarter. It's worth 15 seconds left. Cross-court pass over to the left side above the three-point ring. They're going to pass up that shot. Morgan had an opportunity, didn't take it. Gets it over to Riley Dick. She'll go to the baseline and put it in for two. Riley having a big opening quarter. Valley Falls with 2 seconds with one are not going to get a shot away, and that will bring us to the end of the first. We've got a timeout of the court here in Nortonville, Kansas, after the opening quarter of the first game of the night. It's Rossville 16, Valley Falls 2.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Let's go to the second quarter here. The home of the Chargers, Jefferson County North High School. It's actually the middle school gym here in Nortonville, as I mentioned at the during the pregame. Just a very, very nice facility. Extremely well lit and a really good floor. Seating on one side, the benches and scorers table across the way from us. And right here at the midfield line, top of the stands. Can't get a better spot than this to enjoy high school basketball. Alternate position awards it to the Dragons. Finally looking to put it in play. Still looking. And it's going to be batted away. Chased down deep in the backcourt. It's going to be rescued by Brown. Lauren Brown with a left-hand dribble into the forecourt. Rockets a pass to the right side to Lillian. Darvo has it in front of the Rossville bench. Puts it back out on top. They'll dump it over to the left side to Henson. Back out to Brown. Brown skip pass down low left side again. It's going to be Carly with it. Dribbles toward the top, skips it out to the top of the key. Kirkwood, back over to the right side, Darvo. Half a minute gone in the second. And now the ball's going to be stripped away from Darvo and stolen by Rossville. Riley Dent coming up with the basketball. She'll bring it up the floor. Herself, takes it over to the right side, dumps it into the edge to Porter. Kinsey will bring it back out on top and back it away. And running the offense is going to be Kinsey Perrine. 7-11 to go in the opening half. It's 16-2. Rossville up 14 points early on here. Karine with the basketball, feeds into the lane. The turnaround from 12 is going to be off the mark, but the follow is going to be short also. And rebounding it down, Valley Falls. Pulling down the board, Cassidy Frakes. This time we're going to see Rossville, maybe for the first time tonight, drop back and not pick up the defense until across midcourt. Dragons will drive into the lane. Little one-handed runners up and deflected out of bounds. It'll come back in again to Valley Falls at their baseline. 6:41 to go in the first. Or in the first half. Valley's going to bring it in on the right side, and Corey Kirkwood will get it to Brown. Lauren drives to the top, plays off the screen, dishes back over to the left side. Henson comes out on top. 2-3 zone, it looks like. Now the feet in the middle, dangerous business. It's going to be stolen away. 3-on-1 break. Rossville, right side, left side, shot up good. Excellent movement to the basketball. 8 points now. Riley Dick making it 18-2 with just over 6 minutes to play in the opening half. as I continue to preview our second game tonight, which has got a lot of fans already filling the bleachers here. We're going to get a blocking foul by Rossville on the upcourt play, and Emma Mitchell. Here's the deal. Rossville has three team fouls. And by the way, Emma Mitchell has three fouls, just coincidentally. 6 minutes and a second to go in the half. Allie putting it in play here at midcourt. Talking again as I preview the second game of the night. A couple of teams pretty close together geographically who just never play one another. Different leagues, different classifications, but they're going to meet here tonight, and it should be a great one. 7:30 tip-off here on Care Radios. It'll be Atchison High and Atchison County Community High School. So AHS and ACCHS. The ball batted away by Rossville, but they're going to stay down to the baseline and get the way out of bounds. Back it will come to the Dragons. 5.5 to go in the half. 18-2. Rossville in front. Lauren Brown doing the inbound work. Gets it over to the right. Block. A shot up too strong. Rebounding it underneath is going to be Kenzie Perrine. And now we have a foul in the backcourt by Valley Falls. I think that was just kind of one of those frustration fouls where maybe you just can reach out just a little bit and see if you can inhibit the progress up the floor. Going to be Corey Kirkwood's first. Valley Falls with four team fouls, one each on four different players. Starting toward the baseline. It's going to be Riley, and now a rare turnover by Rossville. It's going to give Valley Falls the basketball from the sideline to the backcourt. 5:20 to go in the half. Inbound it comes. Here comes Kirkwood into the forecourt. First to the right side, then to the left. Stops on the right side of the lane. Kicks it back out on top to the top of the key. Over to the baseline left. Standing at the three-point line, but unable to get a shot away. That Rossville defense, they've gone back to a player D now. From the right side, the shot is up and rejected. Long rebound is going to be saved by Connor. And now it's going to be just wrenched free and stolen away by the dog. Up the court, Perrine. Kicks it left side. The running shot, no, but a blocking foul, yes. The Valley Falls will pick up its fifth foul here in the first half with 4:52 to go before intermission. It'll be the second foul of the night for Lillian Darvo. So the first Valley Falls player to have more than one foul, Darvo. And Cheyenne Hahn at the free throw line. And that one does not go in. That is the first free throw Valley Falls as a team has missed tonight. They've been just pretty much outstanding in all phases of the game with 4:52 to go in the half. Second free throw, got that one. So Cheyenne Hunt with her first point of the game pushes it to a 19-2 lead. Full court pressure, the ball is going to be stolen. The feet to the baseline, the shot kissed off the window and good. That is going to be Katie Spillman's fourth point, and it is now 21-2. Valley Falls will outlet it and get it into the forecourt. For Valley, probably just going to have to take a shot when any opportunity presents itself. The Rossville defense has been stellar. They'll bring it back out on top. Valley Falls with the basketball. Looking at a large deficit here with still just over 4 minutes to play in the half. Now on the wing, the pass is going to be lost. Rossville with the steal. Up the court is going to be Hahn. Stolen back by Valley. Kirkwood is able to take that one away. Gets it over to Darvo. Lillian looking into the middle. It's a beautiful entry pass, but the shot coming up a little bit short. Beautiful entry pass. Couldn't get that to finish. And we're inside 4 minutes to go, second quarter. Lady Dogs up court with it. They'll dish it over to the left side. Hahn, long cross-court pass. Perrine, feet underneath, up and good. Katie Spillman has a half dozen, 23-2 now, with 3.5 to go second quarter. Valley will lob it into the forecourt to Madison Connor. Her cross-court pass stolen again. Up with it, Dogs, left side, running shot, two more. Katie Spillman is making the second quarter hers. It is now 25-2, and we're at 3:15 to go in the half. And for Valley Falls, the bench not particularly deep. The feed to the left side, three-point shot, coming up a little bit short, and the rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. It'll come in play to Rossville. Checking in for Rossville, Brooklyn Horgan into the game. So let's just set the five out there if we can. Down to the baseline as Valley Falls goes to maybe a 1-2-2. We're going to have Cassidy Frakes and Carly Henson playing at the top. It's going to be Brown, Darvo on the right side, and Grace Connor on the left wing. Ball's going to be batted away. Picked up in the backcourt. The steal by Lauren Brown. She'll drive. Put it off the window and no good, and we're going to get a blocking foul. Sliding down and trying to draw the charge, but unable to get herself set quickly enough. The foul is going to be on Rossville's Maggie Sanders. Maggie just having come into the ballgame, a freshman for Coach Bell. The free throw for Valley rattles around and won't go in. Kind of been the story of this opening half for the Dragons. 2:37 to go in the half. Into the game, Emma Mitchell back into the game. Emma with those three fouls. Second free throw, in and out, won't go. And some nights, that's just how it feels like it works. Everything you try to do, but nothing you do is going your way right now. The pass over to the right side. The dish across the lane is going to be knocked away. Good alert move by Grace Connor. Gracie's only a freshman for Valley Falls. We're going to go with Gracie because that's how they've got her in the roster here tonight. And now we're going to have our first timeout taken by Rossville. What do you think, Joseph? I think let's do it. 2 minutes and 23 seconds to go in the opening half. It's all Lady Dogs right now. Rossville 25, Valley Falls 2.
With six crunchy beef tacos plus a pound of potato Olay's, our six-pack and a pound is perfect for date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, camping, tailgates, payday, birthdays, or any day that ends in Y.
A six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's.
True taco lovers can't say Tuesday without thinking taco, especially at the home of Taco Tuesday, Taco John's. So this taco, head to Tuesday John's for Taco Tuesday for deals on delicious beef Tuesdays. I mean tacos. Taco John's.
Hey, welcome back to Nortonville. Good to have you along with us. The ball comes in to Rossville, and now they're going to back away a little bit. We're going to get this. I'm going to call this a 1-2-2 zone employed by the Lady Dragons. The ball around top, looking for the long shot. They're really not wanting the long shot. We haven't even seen it. I don't think Rossville put up a three. There's one up wide to the right side, and the very, very long rebound is going to carry him out of bounds. It'll be Valley Falls basketball. We're down to a minute 51 to play. Minute 51 to go in the opening half. Full court pressure being applied again by Rossville. Valley having a hard time getting it in. Now they're going to get it in a little bit of a skip pass taken by Carly Henson. Henson brings it back. Lauren Brown to Darvo. Goes in, goes up, won't drop. Offensive board followed up, and it won't go in. Offensive board followed up and tipped away. Tongs are going to come back up with a basketball. Valley Falls getting some nice looks at the rim, that trip up. But now with a minute and a half to go in the half, it's back in the hands of Rossville, who leads 25-2. Runner from the baseline left, up, no good. Rebound tipped out. Tongs are going to save it. Driving into the lane, putting up a hard shot, no. This time the rebound, a jump ball called. Possession. Going to go Rossville. Rossville possession with a minute 15 to go in the half. They'll lob it in the middle. The shot straight up and missing. Offensive board. Followed up and in plus one. So give Kinley Porter the bucket. Putting her at the free throw line for a chance at one more point. And for Valley Falls, I think it may be Corey picking up this foul. We'll wait for verification from the scorer's table. It's not going to be, I thought it was going to be 12, but it's 13, so it's going to be on Gracie. Gracie Connor picking up that foul. The free throw is good. 3-point play makes it 28-2, and we're at a minute 10 to go in the half. Here we go, back up the floor with it, and it's going to be stolen. Here comes Rossville, the jailbreak, the shot, the score. That one is going to belong to Cheyenne Hahn, her third point, 30-2. And again, Valley Falls gets it in this time. You're going to find the defense dropping back, and they're going to pick up that player defense across the timeline. 35 seconds to go in the opening half. Out on top, Coach Bell walking, telling his team to extend that defense out. Here's a shot from the left side for three. Not going to go in, and the rebound, Rossville. Kinsey Perrine coming up with the basketball. She's down the court. It's 2-on-1. Running shot up and good from the right side. Give that bucket to Riley. Her 10th point, and it's 32-2. Down to 15 seconds to play in the half, and Valley Falls can look for that final shot. Set up a right side, Carly. Henson over to Brown. Pass out on top. It's going to be batted away. It's going to go out of play and going to come back to Valley Falls with a tenth of a second on the clock. And that will take us to half. We'll be back at Sunrise, the opening half for you as these teams in the first game of the night go to the locker room. It is Rossville, 32, Valley Falls 2.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Welcome back to Nortonville, Kansas. Halftime finds the Rossville Lady Dogs with a comfortable lead, 32-2 over Valley Falls. A quick recap of the scoring for you. For Rossville, double digits for Riley Tick. She's had a great first half, 10 points. Right behind her, Katie Spellman with 8, half a dozen in the half for Kinsey Perrine. It was Kinley Porter with 5 and 3 in the half for Cheyenne Hahn. For Valley Falls, the points have come from Corey Kirkwood. Fouls, no real problems for Valley Falls. Lillian Darvo with 2, nobody else with more than 1. For Rossville, Emma Mitchell has 3 of the 4 team fouls by Rossville. Tell you what, we're going to take a bit of a break. We'll be back to bring you the second half of this game live. And then, of course, the second game of the night, pitting Atchison and Atchison County. Should be a good one at about 7:30. Right now, though, we're going to kick it back to Joseph in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Halftime score here in Nortonville. Rossville, 32. Valley Falls, 2. Here comes Joseph with a fantastic halftime.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Yeah. Union State Bank of Atchison is here to help you build your business. Like you, they are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For their fellow local businesses, they offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money markets and business savings accounts. They have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of their 8 convenient locations to talk with their team. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you high school basketball action from JCN Tournament. In the girls tournament action, we'll be returning to the Rossville Valley Falls game in just a moment. And coming up, we've got the ACCHS versus Atchison High game. Coming up tomorrow, we've got the Benedictine Ravens as they will be on the road taking on Central Methodist University. 5:30 is the tune in time for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
When the weather takes a turn for the worse, count on CARE Radio and MSC News to keep you informed. Find up-to-the-minute closings, cancellations, and postponements on our free regional website, mscnews.net.
Taking a look around the area, and my goodness, I am a little bit upset with Twitter. I have carefully curated this feed for a number of years, and suddenly I'm getting stuff that I don't really want to actually look at, and I have to glean through to find the scores. We have got a final or two to report. The Nemaha Central Thunder Ladies beat the Lansing Lions with a final score of Nemaha Central Thunder 57, Lansing Lion Ladies 33. In the Jackson Heights Concordia game from the Hiawatha Invitational earlier this afternoon, it was the Jackson Heights girls at 54 points to Concordia's 33. At the first quarter, I have the score from the Lynn-Clifton-Clyde game. It was Lynn 16, Clifton-Clyde 11. Perry LeCompton is leading JCN in the other game that's occurring in the Jefferson County North Tournament. The Perry LeCompton girls are at 15 points to JCN's 14 at the half. In the Valley Falls-Rossville game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, the Rossville Dogs are leading the Valley Falls Dragons 32-2 at the half. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A winter weather advisory begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until noon tomorrow. Lows dip down to about 28 tonight under overcast skies with mixed precipitation likely changing to all snow. North winds at around 5 miles an hour. Chance for snow tomorrow 31, cloudy 16 tomorrow night, cloudy skies, about an inch of snow tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with you for Hot Country 93.7, taking a look at the weather station located on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. We're sitting at 34.7 degrees Fahrenheit. We are not recording any winds at this time. The relative humidity is 87%. The barometric pressure is steady at 30.03 inches of mercury. The dew point is sitting at 31 degrees Fahrenheit, giving us a wind chill of 35 out there. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, here we are back with you in Nortonville, Kansas, getting set to go to the second half of game number one here tonight. It is Valley Falls and Rossville. Valley Falls, Class 2A school out of the Northeast Kansas League. And Rossville coming in, they are a good 3A school. You know where they're at right there on 24. Here we go, Valley Falls in the traveling black with gold, Rossville in the home whites with red and black. It'll be Valley Falls basketball to begin things in the second half, and we're back underway. 32-2 is the Rossville lead. Crowd really beginning to make its way into the gymnasium here tonight for still a second game to come. We'll have it, of course, here on Care Radio in about a 7:30 tip-off. Atchison and Atchison County. Little baseline runner is going to be up and good in Valley Falls. First bucket of the second half. And it belongs to Corey Kirkwood. It is now 32-4. And Valley Falls coming up with a steal. Here they come. Kirkwood will bring it down the right side. Corey goes all the way to the edge, looking into the middle. Gets it back off on top to Lauren. Brown dribbles it off on top. Player defense utilized by Rossville. Here's Darvo with it. Top of the key. Brings it up to the high post to Frakes. Back into the middle. Brown's runner is off the window, no good. Got her own rebound. Follows up. Can't get that one to fall either. And the battle for the board underneath is going to be won by Rossville. Riley Dick coming up with the basketball, and she'll quickly outlet it down the right side. Baseline jump shot too strong. Cassidy Franks rebounds it. Valley Falls is going to take it the other way. 6:50 to go in the third quarter. Valley Falls will walk it across the center circle and swing it over to the right side. Lauren Brown, little left-hand dribble. Back off on top it goes. Curly Henson gets it in the middle. The running shot is up by Kirkwood. That one rims off, no good. Rossville rebounds it down. Katie Spellman brings it down. Look at that five go coast to coast, and then the shot won't fall. And the rebound is on the floor. Valley Falls comes up with it and trying to reach in and steal it away. We're going to get a Rossville foul. Official's going to come over to the scorer's table. We'll get the number here in just a moment, as it'll be foul number one on Kinsey Perrine in the first foul of the second half by Rossville. Valley Falls walking it up the court with 6:15 to go in the third quarter. Darvo will accelerate, quickly go to the left side, stops on the left edge of the free throw line, dumps it over outside the circle. Brakes will take it on top. Hands it back, Darvo. Lillian starts into the lane, kicks it back left side. Brown's three, hit the front lip of the rim and short. Rossville rebounds it down. Kinley Porter comes up with the outlet. Left side, Spielman. No, missed another layup. Rebounding it down, it's going to be Valley Falls. And when Valley Falls comes down with the ball, it is like hands everywhere. Rossville's reaching, pushing, you know, grabbing for the ball. Very, very hard playing defense. And again, this time they commit a foul. You see a little determination in the eyes of the Valley Falls players as that is going to be the first foul on Riley Dick. Team foul two, the second half for Rossville. Dragons coming to the floor. The pass is going to be batted away and knocked out of bounds off Perrine. Valley's going to have it in play on the sideline, midcourt. 5:40 to go in the third, 32-4. Rossville with a commanding lead. Inbound pass to Corey. Kirkwood cradles it under her arm. Let's see offense do its work. Comes back out on top to Lauren Brown. Comes to the right side, looking into the middle. There's not any room. Comes back off on top. Darbo swings it left side. Kirkwood back off on top. Breaks, flashes to the top of the key at the high post. The hand back over again. Out on top. Here's a set shot. It's a three. No. Rebound to get down to Rossville. Kimmy Porter coming out with a rebound. She'll get it over to the right side to Mitchell. Mitchell out on top. Three-point shot on its way. In and out. No good. And again, the rebound cleared away by Valley Falls. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Now, coming up the floor, one, now two defenders just absolutely encapsulate whoever is holding the basketball this time. It was going to be Carly Henson. The official comes up and makes the jump ball judgment call and a possession arrow back to the Dogs. 4:50 to go in the third. Rossville will dip it over to the left side at Porter. On the edge is going to be Cheyenne Hahn back in the game here in the second half. Here's a lob to the baseline. That was a pretty pass, and the follow shot is equal to good. Kinsey Perrine has her 8th point of the game. It is 34-4, and we've got 4.5 to go, third quarter. Skip pass from Darbo. Taking left side, Kirkwood. She'll back up. She'll launch the three. Won't fall in. Just hits the rim and just won't quite go. The long rebound. Cleared away by Rossville. They race up the court. Here's a three of their own, and that one is good. How about this? Emma Mitchell with that shot. It is our first three-point basket of the night by either team. Coming here with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, making it 37-4. Valley back up with it. Darbo skips it off on top. Breaks. Back over to Brown. Here's Henson with it. And the pass stolen. Outlet up the court all alone and having to kind of corral it, bring it back off on top. The cross court over to the right side this time is Perrine. Gets it up to Riley. She'll dump it over to the right side again. It's going to be Kinsey. And again, Riley with it between the circles. Rossville works the outside with 3:20 to go in the third. Valley in, it looks to me like either 1-2-2, maybe 3-2. The feet into the lane, the shot blocked, and you heard the whistle. Fouls going to be on Valley Falls. Coming to 3:12 to go, third quarter. It'll be foul number two for Carly Henson. And the first foul of the second half by the Lady Dragons. Free throw, first of one. No. One more shot coming up for Cheyenne Hahn. She's got 3 points. Was one of two at the free throw line in the opening half. Makes her one of three in the game. Looking for her 4th point right here. A couple of firm dribbles. Sends this one up and it rolls out. Won't go. Rebound saved by Rossville. Perrine comes up with it. They'll dump it over to the left side. The baseline shot. Nope. Another offensive rebound by the Dogs. Perrine coming up with another one. She'll dump it to the left side. Here's a baseline three. That one's in. Count it and one. You get your three and you get your plus one. So Riley Dick will have her 13th point of the game. Lauren Brown will have her 2nd foul of the night. The free throw is unsuccessful, and the rebound is going to be lost out of bounds off Valley Falls. Cassidy could not get a handle on that thing, and it will come back in again to the Dogs with 2:56 to go in the third quarter as they lead here 39-4. Baseline shot for two, no good. Rebound. Fought for in the middle, and another jump ball called. possession. It's going to go to Valley. Putting it in play is going to be Riley, or rather, putting it in play is going to be Corey. Corey Kirkwood to Lillian. Darvo goes all the way down the left side of the lane and then reaching in and tying up the ball. I'm going to tell you, the best player out there at Rossville reaching in is going to be Riley Dick. She is just aggressive after the basketball. She is a battler out there. And this jump ball goes back to Rossville. With 2.5 to go in the third quarter, and Rossville leading at 39-4. They're in control of the basketball. They'll move it over to the right side in front of their bench. Riley's going to have it over there. She will drop a shoulder, and that's an offensive foul. That's a good call by the officials. Riley, again, we talked about her all game. So aggressive. Aggressive with great defense. Got quick hands. Gets up and down the floor. That time, she just wanted it a little bit. Put her shoulder down and went inside. That'll be her second foul this evening. Valley Falls comes back up court. Walking it up. Now stopping just across midcourt. The ball is batted away. And, of course, that is going to be, who do you think with that steal? It's Riley. She'll shoot and score it. 15 points for Riley. And it is now a 41-4 game. And we're down at 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Valley, little skip pass over to the right side. Darvo has it. She comes out on top. And again, Rossville, all hands as they're reaching and just diving for the ball. Here's a three up and good, Lauren Brown. 41-7. And we've got a minute 35 to go, third quarter. Valley back down, or rather, Rossville back down. It's going to be Maggie Sanders. And her pass stolen. Darvo coming up with it. She'll take it down the left side in front of the scorer's table. Works it to the top of the key. Skip pass comes over to the right side. Looking into the middle of the basketball, it's going to be Kirkwood. Corey will launch it over to the left side. Taken there by Madison Connor. Top side is going to be Franks. Back it will go to Lauren Brown and has it knocked away but able to recover it. Valley's going to control the basketball. We're at a minute to go, third quarter. Now cutting into the lane, splitting two defenders. The shot is up. No foul called. No shot in. And a rebound cleared down by Perrine. Kinsey comes up with it. Outlets it right side. Mitchell nearly travels. Her shot is up and missing. Rebound taken away by Cassidy Frakes. Frakes will bring it down and up the floor with it will come Lauren Brown. 40 seconds to play in the third quarter. Brown skips it over to the far side. And again, two defenders dive into the middle. You're going to have both Riley Dick and Kinsey Perrine after the basketball. And the jump ball goes back to Valley Falls. Brooklyn Horgan comes back in. Starter Katie Spillman, the starting post back into the game, and also Cheyenne Hahn in there for Rossville. Here's a driving shot for the baseline left, up and partially deflected. Rebounding it down is going to be Rossville, and Maggie Sanders coming up the floor. She'll work it to the left side, brings it to the free throw line. 14-footer is going to be up and in. Stepping just inside the line, 7 points, Kinley Porter. Now 43-7. Valley Falls is going to have to hustle up to get a final shot away. 4 seconds, three. The dish to the right. Somebody's got to shoot. There it goes. It's off the mark. Three quarters done. We'll be back. Going to the fourth in Nortonville. Rossville. 43, Valley Falls 7.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Yes, it is. Top of the hour around here. Well done, Joseph. Nicely played. We go to the fourth quarter here, the first game of the night. It'll be interesting to see how head coach Michael Bell, and for Rossville, and his assistants, both Jen Perrine and Pete Finistile. Finistile, I suspect that is Finistile. How they decide to play this. For Rossville, it'll be the same group in there that ended the previous quarter, and here we go. For the basketball, Rossville bringing it in play at midcourt. Katie Spielman will have it on the right side. They'll lob underneath for her. Her shot is up and missing. And rebound cleared away by Valley Falls. Kirkwood brings it down, and up the floor comes Lillian Darvo. Valley Falls showing me a lot of integrity, a lot of qualities here tonight. This is not an easy situation in which to find yourself, okay? A lot of teams would have lost their composure. A lot of teams would have made some silly mistakes. Valley Falls has not done that. Here's a driving shot around and up and in. The bucket for Corey Kirkwood, and she's got a half a dozen. And it's 43-9, 7 minutes to play. Dogs will bump it over to the right side. Skip pass comes out on top. That's going to be Maggie Sanders with it. Now to the left side of the lane, and we're going to get a timeout by Coach Bell. So Rossville going to work on something here with 6:52 to go in the game. It is Dogs 43, Dragons 9.
Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Well, my suspicions unfounded, as I thought during that timeout, Coach Bell would have been reaching into the bench a little bit, but not the case at all. I'm seeing all five starters back out of the court with 6:44 to go. Over to the right side, here's a little baseliner from about 13 on the right side. It is up and good, and Emma Mitchell has five. Pushing the score now to 45-9, 6:25 to go. And here comes Valley Falls up the floor. They'll come kick it over to the left side. Hold the ball up high, now driving all the way to the baseline, bringing it back on top. It's going to be Lauren Brown. Brown brings it up top side to Connor. Connor has the ball stripped away down the court with the basketball. It's going to come Spielman. Spielman feed it to the free throw line. Back over to the right side it goes. Now to the right block. Looking in, turn around, shot 12, up, in and out, no good. Rebound cleared away by Corey Kirkwood, and here comes Valley Falls. Kirkwood is going to push it up the floor. Gets it to Darvo. She's able to save it down to the baseline. She's going to be trapped up against it. Kicks it out on top at the high post, saved by Cassidy Frakes. Frakes goes to the right side to Kirkwood. Now back it comes again to Darvo. She'll head for the baseline. It's going to be stripped out of her hands and stolen away. 5.5 to go in the game. Outlet pass up the floor. Batted away. Kick back over to the right. Falling away. The shot is going to be off the window and good. Emma Mitchell with 7. 47-9 with 5:26 to go. And Rossville utilizing all of its starters, getting them a little PT here tonight. 5:20 and rolling to play in the game. Valley will take it, brings it out on top. They'll skip it back over to the left side. Going to run a little bit of motion, try to find some kind of a nice shot inside. Ball's going to be batted away, and it'll go out of bounds. It will belong to Valley Falls. Still no move from the Dog bench. Valley Falls will put it in play just in the backcourt. Kirkwood will bring it in. 4:44 to go as they'll take it across the timeline. Little left-hand dribble, Hahn. And her pass is going to be stolen. Down with it will come Perrine. Perrine dishes right side. Going to the baseline. Little contact. We got a whistle. We got a foul. And at 4.5 to go, Valley Falls will bring Maggie Saunders back into the game. Maggie Sanders back into the game. So the freshman, or rather Gracie Connor, the freshman, Here's a baseline shot. It's three. It's very short, but the follow-up is going to be good. Emma Mitchell just having a bang-up fourth quarter. Six in the quarter, nine in the game. Makes it now 49-9. And halfway through the fourth quarter, we still have starters in for Rossville. Driving to the right side, cutting into the middle. The shot is up off the window. Good. Nicely done. Corey Kirkwood has eight. And she's been fouled and will come to the line. Rossville is going to make some substitutions now with 3:30 to go. And it's going to be the third foul on Riley Dick. The free throw will not quite go in. And up the floor to basketball. Here comes Rossville. 3 minutes to go. Gracie Connor, or no, make it Maggie. Maggie Sanders with it. Into the lane, little extra steps. Shot is up, run going in, and rebound on the floor. Pick back up, shot not going. Rebound up, put back up, not going. Rebounding it down is going to be Valley Falls. 2:45 to go. Lillian Tarvo will walk it up. She's going to be met across midcourt by Cheyenne Hahn. They'll go right side. Darvo looking in, looks for the cutter. It's going to be stolen away. Here comes Brooklyn Horgan. Brooklyn gets it over to Kellen Foster, one of the new players in the game. Here's a three, set sail, a little bit off. Rebounding it back down, Valley Falls, Darvo. She'll bring it down, goes left side, goes up, doesn't get it. And a rebound, scrum for, picked up. Valley Falls will lose the handle. It's on the floor, battling for the ball. And possession, Dragons. For Valley Falls, their final couple of freshmen coming in as Brooklyn Schmelsley into the game. And before they all come in, we're going to get a TO. Let's take a break. What do you say, Joseph, with a minute 51 to go? Clock is running here. When we get back, 49-11 is your score. We'll return right after this.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mashed egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
With you here with a minute 51 to go in the first game of the night. Don't forget, coming up at about, well, supposed to be 7:30. Probably won't be too far from that, Joseph. So, you know, we're going to keep an eye on this. And it's going to be Atchison and Atchison County. The basketball will belong to Valley Falls. And they will put it in at their offensive end. They'll skip pass over to the right side. The falling away shot won't quite fall in. Madison Connor puts it up, but the rebound will be lost out of bounds and coming back in again to Valley. Looking in. It goes to the left side. Here's a three off the mark. And this time the rebound is going to go out of bounds and it will be off Lady Dragons. Rossville will be putting it in play. Minute 15 to go. Officials taking plenty of time, getting that ball inbounded. And up the floor with it will come Rossville and Maggie Sanders. Maggie will go right side. That's going to be Lily Mitchell in the game now. Back out on top, it'll come to Sanders. She'll go to the baseline left. Foster shot, nope. Follow shot, nope. Rebound followed, nope. Rebounded back down. Dogs are going to bring it back out on top. 45 to go. Here's Horgan, the junior with the basketball. Goes Foster. She'll start toward the baseline, loses the hand a little bit, saves it back out on top. Half a minute left in this, Chosen. Here's a shot from underneath. Nope. Valley's going to rebound it down. Here comes Valley Falls. Up the court. Carly Hinson with it. Top of the key it goes. 17 seconds left. Just inside the arc. The long two. Not going to go in. And rebound. Here comes Rossville. Player stumbling and falling all over the place. This is going to be rebounded down by Valley Falls. This game can't get over quickly enough. The ball is going to be up the court. That's over. Final score tonight. Rossville 49, Valley Falls 11. We'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications postgame show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
Are you always on the go? When you bank with Union State Bank of Atchison, they're always on the go with you. Whether it's a demanding job or getting the kids to music lessons, you need banking solutions that go where you are. And Union State Bank of Atchison meets that need. Not only do they offer the convenient USB mobile app, but with 8 USB locations across the region, you're always close to friendly service. Stop by one of their locations no matter where your crazy life takes you today. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Welcome back to Nortonville, Kansas, where opening game of our doubleheader in the Jefferson County North Girls Invitational Tournament is in the books, and Rossville coming away with a 49-11 win for Rossville. 15 tonight for Riley Dick. It was a 9-point game for Emma Mitchell. 8 this evening for both Kinsey Perrion and Katie Spillman. 7 this evening for Kinley Porter. And it was a 3-point night off the bench. 3 points, Cheyenne Hahn. So Rossville with 46 of their 49 from their starters. For Valley Falls, Corey Kirkwood led the way. She's my Bank of Atchison player of the game. Corey, 8 points, paced it away for Valley Falls. Lauren Brown had the other 3. And we're going to take a little bit of a breather. We'll be back. Second game coming up shortly. Again, the final of the first one is Rossville over Valley Falls. Joseph, the second game's got a great crowd on hand. They have filled this place up. The 2 teams are out of the court warming up and will return here in about 17, 18 minutes. But until then, it is our man Joseph in the CARE Sports Studio. He's going to take the best care of you ever.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.